Well, it was disappointing. It was a great weekend, but very disappointing for our Australian involved in the Formula One, Daniel Ricciardo. We were wondering how quick his car would be. Well, we never got to see that. G'day, Rusty.
Morning, boys. How are you both?
Good, mate. We're no wiser on how this Red Bull car is going to go. Verstappen, I suppose, finished fifth or thereabouts, so there was a bit of pace there.
Yeah, they've got work to do, though. And Dan, yesterday, you don't often see... I mean, that trademark smile, boys, is there for all to see at every, you know, any given time. But he, when he first had the drama on the warm-up lap and he pulled over at turn 13, the body language, he almost roared, I reckon, underneath that helmet, guys, and sort of, you know, he directed his fists towards the ground. So that showed how much the home race meant, how gutted he was. Even if there wasn't those dramas, I think both he and Verstappen yesterday would really have not been able to fight for much more than where Max Verstappen ultimately finished.
Okay, okay. Not quite as glamorous getting back in the tow truck as it is the F1 car. but apart from that, mate, so before he, I think it was qualifying three where he spun out, then they had to replace the gearbox and... But even before that, they weren't quick enough, the Red Bull cars?
When you look at the numbers, they were about roughly or approximately half a second a lap off the pace of the Ferraris and the Mercedes cars. The incident for him in qualifying was literally because he was trying so damn hard, you know, which is to be respected. But the new tyres now are so... They're so knife-edge, boys, that when you do push... It gets to a point where they can snap. They let go. The grip ultimately reaches a threshold, and it lets go really suddenly. And he wasn't the only one to go through that. So I think what we saw on the warm-up lap yesterday is probably symptomatic of when the car hit the wall in qualifying. They replaced the gearbox. He got a gearbox penalty or a grid place penalty for that. And on the out lap, it got stuck in, I think, sixth gear, and they had complications and things like that. So... not a great way to start, obviously, your home race and things like that. There's some very, very talented people there that helped Vettel and, you know, Vettel won four world championships, as you boys know, and Webber nine races ultimately in his career with them. So they'll bounce. But I just thought they would start the year in a bit better shape than this.
Mm. Ferrari, mate, they've showed their hand. Vettel was outstanding. Mercedes probably got it wrong tactically with Hamilton. I mean, it was great for their team, two and three, but... Vettel was on track with this Ferrari.
I reckon you're spot on. The strategic aspect of it was really key yesterday. And some people have been critical slats in recent years of some of Ferrari's tactical decisions. So yesterday they were bang on. They saw an opportunity. They knew that Hamilton would be slowed by Max Verstappen. And Vettel made ground in all that. He got some really good laps away. He built up a big enough buffer so that he could pit, change tyres and get back out in front. And that was the key move in the race. Once that happened, unfortunately with these brand new cars, they look better, they look nicer. They don't sound loud enough yet, in my opinion, but they've got a big challenge on their hands here. The event itself is excellent, but the main show has work to do to improve because if you sat down and looked at the genuine passes... In yesterday's race, there is, you know, maybe a handful at best.
Yeah, well, they said the change of car would allow more passing, didn't they?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, they corner much better. The racing purist enjoys the way that the car behaves now. I mean, they're so much faster through the corners. That's good. They've got to get rid of that ridiculous shark fin at the back of the car. They say that will go next year. But unfortunately, Martin Brundle tipped this yesterday. He is a former racer who commentates for Sky now, and he tipped this before we even went racing yesterday. He said they've made the cars look better, but the show's been affected as a result. There's not as much passing, and they absolutely have to do something about that because had it not been for Verstappen yesterday, Hamilton would more than likely have bolted, and we would never have seen a change for the lead in the race. It was a good strategy decision by Ferrari. They deserved the win. The atmosphere was really special when that happened, boys. I mean, it's the first time that anyone other than Mercedes has led the world championship since 2013. And Ferrari, as you boys both know, went winless last year. So it was massive for Vettel to do that yesterday.
Yeah.
Huge for Ferrari. And good luck if you were trying to get a table in Lygon Street in Melbourne last night.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, the Italian community were loving every moment of it. But we had the same sort of conversation, Greg, with Alan Jones, former F1 champion, on Friday, that, you know, to grow the sport, I don't know how popular it is in Europe, but to actually keep the sport growing, you need to get the cars more competitive and away from just the racing purists, because they're rusted on, they'll watch anyway.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it has to penetrate back into mainstream again.
Yep.
So
yeah.
The real key for me here will be how the new Formula One group react to this. So obviously there's a new group, the Liberty Media Group, have come in with Chase Carey and others, and they have done some very good things already off track to start boosting the profile of the sport. But your main show, boys, it needs attention here now. There's not enough passing, as I said. It's easy for me to say this. I'm just literally commenting on how it unfolded yesterday. I don't know what the magic bullet, what the answer is. And Ross Brawn, a very successful former engineer, is a part of that management group, so he'll no doubt be looking at ways to do things. Hopefully it's not an artificial way that they try and spice things up, but we've got to get the cars sounding louder. We've got to get more passing happening, and I don't think that they're talking at the moment, like most races this year will be just one-stop strategy races. That's no good. We've got to have more pit stops than that as well. Add that element to it. That's what fans really enjoy.
Well, that's when they overtake, isn't it, in the pits?
So that's right. That.
Bottas, mate, he's interesting. He's got that Rosberg drive, and I'm sure he felt the pressure, but he's got the car, and he drove well yesterday.
Give him time is what I would say. He's a genuinely talented guy. I think he's slotted in there very well at Mercedes. He probably would have preferred to have qualified on the front row just to really show, to show he's got what it takes to replace Nico Rosberg. Getting beaten by Vettel in the qualifying was, that would have hurt a bit. But most people in the paddock rate this guy, and they rate him mentally as well. He's just got this really relaxed, easygoing sort of style. I have to say, I saw and was lucky enough to chat at a function on Saturday night with Lewis Hamilton. He's the most relaxed I've seen him. All that tension that was ever present in recent years with Nico Rosberg is gone. I don't think he feels threatened just yet by Bottas. There's no doubt that Valtteri will get wins this year, and if he can trade on that and build on that, hopefully they'll extend his deal beyond just the 1 year. There's a few other drivers that come off contract at the end of this year, so they've decided for now to do a let's see how Valtteri goes. He's on a 1 year deal there. Pretty reasonable start to get a podium yesterday, but he'll want to build on it as the season unfolds.
And finally, mate, anything that came out of the V8s that'll push into the next round?
Pretty wild end to proceedings yesterday. Jamie Whincup had brake dramas. He looked like winning the weekend and then was out of the game, unfortunately, as a result of that. And a blown tyre for Fabian Coulthard, which they're not sure yet whether it was debris on the track or whatever. He went from leading the race and looking like comfortably taking things out to being back at the pack. When Whincup bowed out again, all of a sudden, the points tally for the weekend ensured that Coulthard was right back in there and won the weekend at Albert Park. So fantastic for DJR Team Penske. We've got a real battle on our hands with the two heavyweight squads now, with the Red Bull team as well. And I think Chas Mostert getting that podium yesterday was good for the Pro Drive team. So Tasmania in 2 weeks, boys. We're back into championship mode.
You're a good man. We thank you. And you've still got a voice after all that talking and screaming and shouting over the weekend, which has been fantastic.
A few little lemonades probably would have helped too. See you, boys.
Good on you.